Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, remembrances of the 1906 earthquake. First, from 10 Mile, the recollections of Claire Kempe.
I remember the earthquake of 1906. It was a funny thing. We didn't hear the rumbling, but the bed shook, and it woke us up. And my father jumped out of bed, and he went to the window and looked out. He wondered what in the world it was at first. We had a big yard outside where they had the hay wagons. He said the hay wagons looked like they were dancing. The quake was still going on, and they were going up and down. It was kind of scary. Well, later in the morning, we went out up to the little knoll that was near the house and looked down on the river and across the flats. And there were great big cracks, 10-15 feet wide, and the water and mud were churning, just like it was boiling. That impressed me. Later on, those filled in, but I can still see that water coming up just like a cauldron, just boiling.
And from Point Arena, Dan Jensen.
I was born on May the 8th, 1881, in Alameda, and I came up to Point Arena in the fall of 1886 when I was 5 years old. I rode the earthquake out on horseback. I was going out to milk in the morning. I started the fire in the kitchen stove so that the house would be warmed up a little bit for my wife. And then I went down and run over to my little hill to the flat and caught a horse and put a rope tie around his neck and twisted it around his neck so I could drive the cattle. And I just got up to a little bridge I had to cross, and the bull had gone across first, and then just for devilment he turned around and stood there kind of looking at the cows like he wasn't going to let him cross the bridge. And I had just reached down to open some bars so the cattle could go out from the night pasture into the day pasture. I felt a hell of a jerk. And I straightened up on my horse, and the quake was on. I don't remember much of it, because I was so busy hanging on. I just locked my legs around him as hard as I could and tried to control him with that rope against his neck on one side so he didn't get in the creek or anything. I remember seeing water splashing up in the air. There was a water trough, and it was pretty near empty when the shake was over. And when the shake was over, all the cattle were gone. So when I got the cattle up again to get them across the bridge, then the horse wouldn't cross it. He was so frightened, I guess, what he'd seen there, the water splashing in the air or something. And then I heard my wife scream up at the house. So I ran the horse up the hill as fast as I could get there, and when I got there, the smoke was coming out the kitchen door. And I tied the horse to the fence, and I went in and looked, and the kitchen stove was standing there right in the middle of the kitchen floor. Well, it was a big, heavy range, and it stood on a four-legged frame, and the frame stood on about a 2-inch-high platform covered with zinc. And those legs stood right there on that zinc, never was moved, but the stove was out there about 5 feet in the middle of the room. So that stove was picked up bodily and thrown over there. Well, there was a big lamp standing on the shelf alongside the stove. It had a round burner and a high chimney, and then had arms on the side with a big red globe that went over the top of that chimney and sat down on those arms. The lamp still stood on the shelf, but the big round red globe was laying on the floor in 1,000 pieces. That globe had gone up over at least 9 inches to get clear of that chimney. It just went right up over the top. The San Andreas Fault was about 2 miles from my place there, and I followed it for miles afterwards along where it went. It went into the ocean at the mouth of Alder Creek. They had just built a new bridge across Alder Creek, and it tore that all to pieces. The earth was just a-going that away.
You've been listening to Remembrances of the 1906 Earthquake. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.